Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Well, as promised, Shannon Goldman has returned here on Sabres Live, and it couldn't have come at a better time because, Shana, Utah is our team of the day, and we've gone 30 minutes without even mentioning them. So do you have anything to say about the Utah Hockey Club?
I'm glad that they have a partial name because Utah was getting edited out of all of my articles for some reason when I was describing them as such. So now that I have Hockey Club, that's a good start. But no, I'm pretty excited about them, right? Mm-hmm. Like, let's just on the ice. I low-key think they have one of the best coaches in the league, and I think he did a great job managing the room when everything else was going on last year, when nobody wanted to respect these players and speak to them, so that's important. And I like the moves they made on the ice. I think I have question marks, right? Is Sergachev a true number one defenseman? Like, I legitimately have questions considering how he looked in matchup minutes when Tampa gave him more. But I think John Marino is a good bounce back candidate. And you see the pieces starting to come together on defense where they had a million open contracts. Mm-hmm. Pair that with the forward group. And the vision is there, right? Like, I'm a big Clayton Keller fan. And I think Logan Cooley at the end of the year picked it up. And you have these young guns around him. I think Michelli is a fantastic passer. Like, it's all kind of making sense. And they were in the playoff race till everything went insane last year. So can they turn them into something this year? I think so.
I will second what you're saying about Andre Tourigny.
Oh, there's a shocker. Guy does a radio show with him each week in Montreal.
Not each week, but I've done some radio with him. He also coached my brother in juniors in Shawinigan.
Oh my God, biased journalism. Yes.
But I'll say this, and I like what he was able, 620 goal scorers last year.
Yeah.
Keller, Kraus, Bukestad, Schmaltz, Carconi, Cooley, like 620 goal scorers.
What was Andre's save percentage? If you're going to give him credit for scoring 20 goals.
Ingram was good. Ingram stepped it up. Like, he went from being what? Like, he was 19th in the NHL in goal save above expectation.
At the end of the day, they had 77 points. Let's calm down here.
But
on
here's
how good
my big
Utah
thing
was.
Because you guys are saying I'm biased. On my sheet of paper, right at the bottom, I put Andre Tourigny on hot seat. If they don't start well, they have an owner that's not going to sit by and say, oh, well, this is fine. We're building. No, that owner is going to come down. Ryan Smith's going to come down and say, I need somebody else. I think Andre Tourigny is on the hot seat to
that's
start
a hot
the
take.
Year in Utah. So, but I like him. But if they don't start well, there could be an early change in Utah.
That is a hot take to get this going. Like, I like that. I think you're very pleased that someone else brought him up so you could jump in with that. And I like how you
Thank you, ended
to be like, see, I'm not biased. So really brought it together there. Great work.
Will he wear more white shirts now that he is a member of the
Duffer
Utah
is the
Hockey
fashion
Club?
Police. He's always like, look at Tourigny. He's wearing a black shirt and a this
or
and
a purple
or
shirt or a yellow
I
shirt.
I like that. I do too,
but sometimes it's just like, you know what would be really nice? Just a
white
crisp,
shirt.
White shirt.
I know, but I do like the variety personally. Like, listen, we can't all be Jared Bednar, who I would say is probably the most fashionable coach
A1.
In this league.
100%.
You know? The suits, they're perfect. And with the longer hair, it all goes together.
Yeah. John but Cooper like thinks the, he's like the most fashionable in the league, but that's, you know, in his own mind.
Coop doesn't have Bednar's hair.
He critiques
hair, though,
my suits. He's always critical of my.
His are not bad, though.
Right. Yeah, his are good. He's
we
good.
Don't have many coaches going for that four button look, though, which like I think is a very underrated suit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give it
like
time.
Three piece with the vest. Like,
nice.
You know, now we have Torts that's got the three quarter zip. And I love that. Like, it's different. It's going in a different way.
Yeah. Like, the man might just be cold.
He is functional
and fashionable. Love that.
He is, because when I played for him with New York, he wore long shirts underneath his dress shirt because he was always cold, right?
And why are you looking at me when you say that? You know, that's me every single night. Okay, Logan Cooley.
I'm like that too. It's fine.
Cooley, Doan, or Genther, who is going to have the biggest impact offensively this year for Utah?
I'm going to say Cooley because I think, one, he showed the building blocks last year, and so did Dylan Gunther, right? The second half of his year, below the surface, he was excellent at 5-on-5, really impressive there. And I think Doan has a lot of skill, but I think Cooley got the wheels going first. Yeah. The other part of it, I think, is going to be opportunity, and I think Cooley's going to be more of a top six capacity. Well, I could see Gunther and Doan being a part of a really good third line, but like the vision is there for a kid line that could be fantastic, that I think they'll all be good, but relative to where they're placed.
They might also have a lot of depth scoring on the third and fourth lines as well. When you consider, you know, someone like an Alex Kerfoot, like, is he really going to be a fourth line player? Like, I think there is some depth opportunity here.
He didn't score that much though.
No, I know. But he has more points on his career ledger than a lot of guys that you would have on a fourth line. That's kind of what I'm getting at.
So. Is Lawson Krause the most likely candidate to be traded out of that group? Because it seems like there's a lot more upside and he's starting to get there. But if there was a guy that has fallen short a little bit, it's Lawson. I've loved him since I met him. He was a draft, hopeful. Like, he was a prospect. And I'm like, this is a guy that's going to be really good in the NHL. And it's been good, but not great. Is he the most likely to be traded at some point with the Utah Hockey Club?
Yeah, I can see that. And it's like, I like him in Utah because I like that he brings something different to the lineup, right? He could be more of that net front guy. He has the size, and it adds a little bit of versatility to a forward group, which is what you want to have, right? You don't want every line to look the same and every player to have the same attributes. But if you think about other general managers around the league, what do they love? Size and strength. And when they can bulk up for the postseason, they tend to overpay for it. And that's why we see guys like Ben Chiarot go for as much as they have, right? Gritty, strong, playoff built, right? In a way. So I feel like with Krause, even though he obviously doesn't have playoff pedigree because he hasn't had the opportunity that much, you know, I could see a general manager being so excited about that possibility and go for it. And now pair the fact that he's like a younger guy and that could be a quick overpayment. Look at Tanner Janot.
Right.
Like, look at what teams will pay, even if they don't have all the elements or haven't found the best way to utilize their skill set to hit their potential.
Utah's first year in the NHL, of course, the previous 12 were Coyotes that had one playoff appearance in that 12-year run. Okay, does Utah make the playoffs?
Yes, I think they're going to be a wild card. I am very high on them. I liked where Arizona was going last year before everything got so chaotic for them, that I see the potential there for it. And I like management wanting to invest in the team and actually caring about how they do on the ice, because I think that's going to be a whole different ballgame. And I have to think, too, like, after everyone settles in and is like, okay, new city, new lifestyle right now, you have to be excited that you're somewhere where you're wanted, not just by the fans, but by the people who are paying you. So I think that's going to be an extra boost that they need.
Marty, do they make it?
No.
No, is the right answer. Sorry, Shana.
What do you guys think the Blues are going to do it this year?
No, the same eight that made it last year will probably make it again this year.
I'm boring.
Yeah, I know.
This is not an evaluation of the top eight. We're just merely trying to get it right.
Seven or eight. I'm going to dig my feet. I'm going to say it right now.
Okay, good.
I'm going to throw a bet on it or something to really firm it up.
We can play off of this all year long. We can, okay. Yeah.
Let me spin out of Utah, team of the day, because I want to go to team of the day from 2 weeks ago, the New York Islanders, who have a Ilya Sorokin little boo-boo injury in the summertime. We'll miss a couple of days. But more importantly, Matt Martin gets a PTO. Shayna, you're right down the road from the New York Islanders. You probably are, you know, getting hate mails from their fan base and whatnot, but
why? What did I ever do?
Move on from the Matt Martin PTO in Long Island. Like, I don't see why they're doing that.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I don't really either, because at this point I look at it and it's like, if the Islanders don't know what Matt Martin can do, who does, right? He's been there the most, and Lou Lamoriello has extra experience for those couple seasons in Toronto. I think the Islanders' identity line was great when it was great, and it just feels like it's an experiment that's gone on too long. I think Cizikas can still be very good. I just think I'd like to see him have a little bit more support, because the fourth line for the Islanders used to just be grind it out and be great defensively, and that worked. But in today's game, you can't afford to have such a one-dimensional line at this point. And if you're not going to have wingers that are going to bring the offense and help Cizikas bring the offense, because we know he has that capability, then it just feels like it's those 6 or 7 minutes a game, you're not doing anything. And if the Islanders were this potent scoring team in their top nine, right? Like, they were loaded with talent, it'd be a different conversation, because maybe they could afford that, but it's not the case. Their third line still lacks a scoring punch. So I don't see why they're doing it from a purely on-ice perspective, but I get it with the vibes, the locker room, you know, what he means to the team is a different conversation. So, you know, the PTO is better than just handing someone a contract. And like Lamoriello did that with Clutterbuck the year before his contract was up when he had the bum shoulder too. So I guess this is progress.
Will we see any of these?
That was pretty short. Like that was, I guess this is progress. Was there a question mark? Was there an exclamation point? Was there just a
I'm
dot?
I'm going to say like a dot, dot, dot. Yeah. Like a...
That was, yeah. Leave the punctuation up to one's imagination.
Yes.
What will we see any of the big name RFAs signing soon here? What the heck's going on?
Who is to say? Not me. These situations are dragging out, I think, longer than anybody could want. But you would have to imagine that, you know, like if you're a team like Detroit, they're the easiest one to go to because they have the two biggest name RFAs left. And you think of last season and how it came down to the wire and how had they won 2 points, literally at any other point in the season, they would not have been in that position. Detroit, as it stands, does not project to be that much better of a team. It because it's all based on progression that we don't know if we'll get, right? It's not like they brought in so many players that you're like, oh my God, wow, look at this roster. The roster is better and now watch them cook. You're saying to the same group, keep building, keep going. So if you're without key players like Seider, because no one else on that blue line can play the minutes he does, he shouldn't even be playing them, but that's another conversation. And you look at Raymond and what an engine he was their most valuable player down the stretch, him and Dylan Larkin. And if you can split them up on two different lines, you have a great top six. You're putting yourself in a position to fail from day one because those 2 points on day one might be very important. So I can't see them not getting things settled before the season starts, but things are going very slowly.
Dot, 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 dot.
Dot, dot, dot. 10 dots, 20
Jeremy
dots.
Jeremy Swayman, we talked a little bit about him yesterday. I'm worried about the Boston Bruins and the standoff. Like, there's word now that Shesterkin is looking for $12.5 million. And if that's what his agent wants, then Swayman is like, I want 10, right? Like, are the Boston Bruins in a bad spot right now, wanting Swayman at $6 million and Swayman wanting way more than that, close to $10 million?
$6 million is an underpayment, and I'm sure the Bruins know it. $10 million is an overpayment. I'm sure Swayman knows it. The part that hurts the Bruins is that everybody knows the Bruins have no other option because they got rid of Ullmark. It's your net. You're not giving it to Corpusalo. So you need him at the end of the day. And you're going to make this work because you still have playoff aspirations and you want to do it sooner than later because this isn't a team like Detroit that you can wait 2 years and it's no big deal when you look at the ages of their team, their prospect pool, and just their overall drafting strategy over the years. So they have to make this work. So if you're Swayman, you should juice that as much as you can. But it's so interesting. Like if you're Swayman and you're saying, well, Shesterkin wants $12 million, I'd be like, okay, I could aspire to 10, but realistically, he has to know he's not a $10 million goalie because he's never even been a starting goalie. They didn't even trust him to start back-to-back games or start two consecutive games during the regular season to the point where during the playoffs, they almost, you know, hurt themselves in round one, straying from him because of it. So Shesterkin here is a guy that has proven not only can he be a bona fide starter, but he can be an elite starter and he can outright carry a team in the regular season and the postseason. So you're arguing from two totally different viewpoints. I have to imagine the player knows that, but you need a high negotiating strategy when you know the team is going to come in really low. So if he settles at $8.5 million, which is what my gut is telling me, everyone will be happy at the end of the day.
I was 7 to 7.5. I think 8.5 would be a lot of money. But
should have signed him before you traded Ullmark then.
You know what? I'm going to go one step further. Somebody should have offered Sheet Swayman a year ago.
Yes.
That's the soapbox I'm going to die on. That's the hill I'm going to die on. That would have been the play a year ago. But
yeah.
Whatever.
Maybe next year someone will be willing.
We didn't reach enough people to get it done last year. We need to like scream it to people, but that's okay.
Is that a reflection of our streaming services? Are we not reaching enough people?
We needed to do it every day, the Swayman update last year, and
you needed more marketing, like billboards, sending out letters, maybe email chains. Ooh, fax machines. We needed to fax it to every general manager because that's how they'll see it.
Letters and emails, right,
letters,
Marty?
And emails.
That's what we learned with Ryan Johnson.
Snail mail. It works. Mail. Oh, quickly, last Saturday, Jesse Pegula. The Bills won Sunday. They won last night. They mentioned Jesse. Her loss to Aryna Sabalenka, but a really valiant effort. You had to be watching. What did you think of Jesse?
Yeah, I thought she was going to come back during the second set. I really did. Like, when she went down early in the second set, I'm like, okay, this is your moment, just like the semis. But it was such a good run for her, and I think that she should know that. It, just to get to the final is one thing, right? Like, how many players get to a final and lose it before they win? It's a stepping stone. So I would say don't be discouraged, but I'd be so curious, like, what she does from here with her doubles and singles schedule. Like, this is what I need to know.
Shayna is also our VMAs correspondent, given that she is closest to UBS Arena. What was the takeaway, the highlight for you from the VMA's 40th anniversary this week?
I mean, Chapel Roan is a superstar. Yes. Of all superstars. I love that she loves a theme and goes, I'm going to commit to this in every mm-hmm. which way. And it's not just the flashy, the whatever.
Yeah.
And what she stands for, which is incredible. But oh my God, is she talented?
Yes.
Like, ridiculously talented. She was the highlight of the night. Sabrina Carpenter was great. They were like, yep, so many good performances all over the place. But to me, like, it was perfect. She didn't need to do a mashup of all of her songs. She just crushed the one. And it was so like worth it for her to do that. I think it was like her first big award show experience. Yep. Right. And it's gonna be the first of a million. So if that is a taste of what we're getting, I can't wait to see what she does from here.
I remember LL Cool J doing it well years and years and years ago. So that's where, like, I went. I went to YouTube and watched the music performance from the 90s and the early 2000s at the VMAs, because that's where my memory bank went to.
Chapel Roan. I mean, he performed again, which surprised me.
Yeah. And it was really good. Chapel Roan was new artist of the year. It was fantastic. Nice appearance by Halsey, too. I'm really excited for what's next coming from her as well. Shayna, thank you. We will see you again next week.
Thanks for having me.
Shayna Goldman from The Athletic will wrap Sabres Live next.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.